At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
My friends, how often do we find ourselves consumed by thoughts of what might go wrong? Our minds wander to our finances, wondering if we'll have enough to make ends meet. We fret over our relationships, fearing they might crumble beneath us. We agonize over our health, worrying about every ache and pain. And as for the future, well, that's a whole other realm of uncertainty that keeps us up at night. But here's the thing. We were never meant to carry these burdens alone. We were never meant to bear the weight of the world on our shoulders. Yet, we do. Day in and day out, we allow worry to consume us, robbing us of our peace and joy. But what if I told you there's another way? What if I told you that there's a loving and all-powerful God who's ready and willing to carry those burdens for us? Friends, before we proceed, take a moment to ensure you're subscribed to our channel. So, keep watching until the end. And don't forget to leave your comment with amen. May God bless you and those around you. You see, God doesn't want us to live in a constant state of worry and anxiety. He wants us to cast our cares upon Him because He cares for us deeply. Picture this. You're carrying a heavy load, struggling to keep it balanced as you navigate through life's twists and turns. But then, you realize that there's someone walking beside you, reaching out their hand, offering to help you carry the weight. That someone is God. He's not standing off in the distance, watching as you struggle. He's right there with you, ready to lift your burdens and lighten your load. So why do we insist on carrying these burdens ourselves? Perhaps it's because we've bought into the lie that we have to figure everything out on our own. Or maybe it's because we doubt God's ability to handle our problems. But let me assure you, God is more than capable. He's the creator of the universe, the one who spoke the world into existence. There is nothing too big or too small for Him to handle. So, the next time you feel weighed down by worry, remember this. You have a loving and all-powerful God who's ready to carry those burdens for you. All you have to do is surrender them to Him. Let go of your need to control and trust in His goodness and faithfulness. You'll be amazed at the peace and freedom that come from putting everything in God's hands. Beloved friends, let's talk about releasing control. It's a topic that hits close to home for many of us because, let's face it, surrendering control can be downright terrifying. We humans have this innate desire to be in charge of our own destinies. We like to think that if we just work hard enough, plan meticulously enough, we can make things happen exactly as we want them to. But here's the hard truth. We're limited beings. No matter how hard we try, there are some things that are simply beyond our control. And you know what? That's okay. Because while we may be limited, God is limitless. Think about it for a moment. God is the one who spoke the universe into existence. He's the one who holds all things together by the power of His word. There is nothing too difficult for Him. No problem too big for Him to solve. So why do we insist on trying to do it all ourselves? The reality is, when we refuse to let go of our need to control, we're putting ourselves above God, which is never a good place to be. So why not loosen your grip a little? Why not open your hands and surrender control to the one who knows you better than you know yourself? Trust me, when you do, you'll be amazed at what God can do with a willing heart. Sure, it might be scary at first. Letting go of control means stepping into the unknown, and that can be intimidating. But here's the thing. God is already there.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
There, waiting for you with open arms. He's not asking you to go it alone. He's asking you to trust him enough to let him lead the way. So why not take a leap of faith today? Release control and let God work wonders in your life. You'll be amazed at the blessings that come when you put everything in his capable hands. So, my friends, finding peace and surrender is like discovering an oasis in the midst of a desert. It's a profound sense of calm that washes over us when we finally let go of control and place our trust in God. But what does this peace really entail? And how do we attain it? First and foremost, it's important to understand that the peace we find in surrender is not dependent on our circumstances. It's not a fleeting feeling that comes and goes with the ebb and flow of life's ups and downs. Instead, it's a deep-seated assurance that transcends our understanding. When we relinquish control and place our trust in God, we're essentially saying, God, I believe that you are in control, even when everything around me seems chaotic. It's a surrendering of our worries, fears, and anxieties, and allowing God's love and faithfulness to become our anchor in the storm. You see, God's love is like a rock, solid foundation upon which we can build our lives. It's unwavering and unchanging, regardless of what may come our way. And when we root ourselves in his love, we find a peace that cannot be shaken by the storms of life. But how do we attain this peace? It starts with a simple act of surrender. It's about letting go of our need to control every aspect of our lives and trusting that God has a plan far greater than anything we could ever imagine. It's about releasing our grip on worry and anxiety and allowing God's peace to flood our hearts and minds. Now, I won't pretend that finding peace and surrender is always easy. In fact, it can be one of the most challenging things we ever do. But the beauty of it is that we don't have to do it alone. God is with us every step of the way, guiding us, comforting us, and reminding us of his unfailing love. So, today, I encourage you to take a step back and surrender to God. Let go of control and allow his peace to fill every corner of your being. Trust in his love and faithfulness, knowing that he will never leave you nor forsake you. And watch as his peace surpasses all understanding, guarding your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. My friends, now let's talk about letting go of anxiety. So, anxiety, it's a heavy burden that many of us carry, weighing us down with worry and fear. And I get it. Trust me. I know how overwhelming it can feel to have your mind consumed by all the things you're worried about. But here's the thing. We don't have to let anxiety rule our lives. So, what's the secret to letting go of anxiety? It's all about shifting our perspective. Instead of allowing our minds to be consumed by our problems, let's shift our focus to the one who holds the solution. Think about it for a moment. We serve a God who is all powerful, all-knowing, and ever present. There is nothing too difficult for him, and there is no problem too big for him to solve. So why do we insist on carrying the weight of our worries on our own shoulders? When we shift our focus from our problems to God, something incredible happens. We begin to see our worries in a different light. We realize that in the grand scheme of things, our problems are nothing compared to the greatness of our God. But I know what you're thinking. How do we actually let go of anxiety? How do we stop our minds from racing with worry? It starts with a conscious decision to trust God. It's about surrendering our fears and anxieties to Him and allowing His peace to fill our hearts and minds. Now, I won't pretend that letting go of anxiety is easy. It's a daily battle, one that requires intentionality and faith. But the good news is that we don't have to fight this battle alone. God is with us every step of the way, ready to help us overcome our fears and find freedom in Him. So today, I encourage you to shift your perspective. Instead of allowing anxiety to rule your life, focus on the one who holds the solution. Trust in God's goodness and faithfulness, knowing that He is always working for your good. And watch as He fills you with His peace, driving out fear and anxiety once and for all. Let's talk about surrendering daily. Surrendering to God isn't just a one-time decision. It's a daily commitment. It's about waking up each morning and intentionally placing our lives in God's hands, trusting Him with every aspect of our day. Think about it like this. Every morning is a new beginning, a fresh opportunity to surrender to God's will as we open our eyes to the dawn of a new day. Let's make the conscious choice to invite God into every moment, every decision, every interaction. But why is it so important to surrender daily? Well, for starters, life is unpredictable. We never know what each day will bring, whether it's joy or sorrow, success or failure. And in the midst of life's uncertainties, it's comforting to know that we have a God who is always with us, guiding and protecting us every step of the way. By surrendering daily, we're acknowledging our dependence on God. We're admitting that we can't do this thing called life on our own, and that's okay. Because when we surrender to God, we're tapping into His limitless wisdom, strength, and love. So how do we surrender daily? It starts with a simple prayer, a heartfelt conversation with God where we offer Him our day and ask for His guidance and protection. It's about inviting Him into every aspect of our lives, from the mundane tasks to the significant decisions. And as we go about our day, let's stay attuned to God's voice, listening for His whispers of wisdom and direction. Let's trust that He is always working for our good, even when we can't see it. So, today, I encourage you to make surrendering to God a daily practice. Let's start each morning by placing our lives in His hands and allowing Him to lead us on the path of abundant life. And as we do, let's rest in the assurance that God is with us, guiding and protecting us every step of the way. My beloved friends, fear is a formidable adversary, isn't it? It has a sneaky way of creeping into our hearts and minds, whispering lies of doubt and insecurity. It paralyzes us, keeping us from stepping into the fullness of what God has for us. But here's the thing. When we put everything in God's hands, fear loses its power. Think about it for a moment. Fear thrives in the absence of trust. When we allow ourselves to be consumed by fear, we're essentially saying that we don't trust God enough to handle our problems. But the truth is, God is greater than our fears. His love casts out all fear, leaving no room for doubt or insecurity. When we put everything in God's hands, we can walk boldly in faith, knowing that He is for us and nothing can stand against us. We can face the unknown with confidence, knowing that God goes before us, paving the way for our success. But how do we overcome fear? It starts with a choice to trust God, even when everything around us seems uncertain. It's about replacing our fears with faith, our doubts with confidence in God's promises. And as we put everything in God's hands, something incredible happens. we begin to see our fears for what they really are. Illusions, smoke and mirrors, designed to distract us from God's truth. We realize that we are more than conquerors through Christ, who strengthens us, and that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So today, I encourage you to take a stand against fear, put everything in God's hands, and watch as fear loses its grip on your life. And remember, with God on your side, there is nothing to fear. I want to leave you with this final thought, my dear friends. Put everything in God's hands. It's a simple yet profound truth that has the power to transform our lives. Trust in His plan, release control, and find peace in surrender. For when we surrender to God, we are opening ourselves up to His infinite wisdom, love, and grace. And let me remind you, you are not alone on this journey. God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, protecting you, and leading you into the abundant life He has prepared for you. His presence is our greatest comfort, His guidance our surest path. So, let's lay down our burdens at the foot of the cross, releasing them into God's capable hands. Let's lift our hands in surrender, relinquishing our need for control and allowing God to work wonders in our lives. And as we do, let's experience the incredible joy of living in God's perfect peace. It's a peace that surpasses all understanding, a peace that guards our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. So may you go forth from this place with a renewed sense of hope and purpose, knowing that you are deeply loved and cherished by the God who created you, and may you walk in the freedom that comes from surrendering to Him, experiencing the abundant life He has in store for you. My dear friends, if you found this message helpful or uplifting, I implore you to share it with your friends, family, or anyone who might benefit from its wisdom. Don't forget to subscribe to our channel to stay connected and receive more inspiring content in the future. Your support means everything to us, and together, we can spread positivity far and wide. Thank you for being a part of our community and for helping us make a difference. Now, open your hearts to pray with me. Heavenly Father, I come before you today with a heart full of gratitude and praise. You are the one who sustains me and the one who gives me strength to face each day. Thank you for your love and faithfulness and for your never-ending grace. I want to put everything in your hands and surrender my worries and fears to you, Lord. I trust that you are in control and that you are the God of the impossible who can do anything. Please help me as I struggle with health issues, financial difficulties, relationship problems, and emotional turmoil. Comfort me, heal me, and provide for me in ways that only you can. Let me experience your love and peace in a profound way, and remind me that I am not alone. I pray for myself as I search for meaning and purpose in life. Please reveal yourself to me in a powerful way, and let me come to know you as my Savior and Lord. Give me hope and joy in you, and let me experience the transformational power of your love. Father, I pray for our world, which is broken and hurting. Bring healing and reconciliation, and use your church as a beacon of light and hope in the darkness. Let me be an agent of your grace and love, and proclaim your gospel with boldness and compassion. Lastly, please continue to work in my life, molding me into the person you want me to be. Give me wisdom, discernment, and courage to follow your will. Even when it's difficult, let me be a vessel of your love and grace, and bring glory to your name in all that I do. Thank you for hearing my prayer, Lord. I pray all of this in the precious name of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Lord. Amen.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.